What goes into them, but what comes from Thank you. and heard the proclaimers proclaim that ascension. The Lord will give a mansion, and the earth has been changed. Said Henry, but that came or what to bring, came or what to bring. A ruler for the truth of it is not more to me than a truth of sin. So, we've looked at the disciples. What about the women? What was Jesus really saying to her? Jesus said to her, the wish of the earth deserves to be blessed and not to pain. What is God doing for a while? What was he saying? Well, what kind of thing do you have to say to this person? What is really saying to her? You know what you do to this person. Is that a threat to the power of me, the power of healing, that comes in touch with me? Her response is a deadly blow to the disciples who had about her to start to write his testimony about healing and her care. The woman says an enormous depth of love, courage and faith. She's clearly willing to risk rejection, because her concern for the care of the baby. And she has utter faith in Jesus' inclusive compassion and healing power. She found the ability to do so, but she changed it by her compassion and healing, and she removed her trust. I know the Lord here said to me, I can't have come to my daughter. I could have been so afraid. She was rather than a friend to her faith, and she was at a distance, not by direct contact. What might we learn from this woman with an experience? She suddenly realized she was missing an experience. She clearly trusted and trusted to her own self-esteem. What is it that she tells them that she's held to her strength? Or is she convinced by the faith of others? Perhaps in their lives, what do you? There are lives and words that are in Jesus' name. I was literally very tired of hearing given by the explanation of children. She suggested that no motivation in our hearts would be better served is to reflect the soul of those questions. The soul of our experiences of God, or lack of faith, would be said that they were not asked to serve. She was not much of a question, but she was told to stop the question. Jesus had been singing in her song, which was so clearly spoken, sharing faith, testing, and doubt, as his presence lifted his spirit in prayer. What more can we do to help those in the fringes or outside of us know their welcome to truth and inclusion? Those who really respect and love them, and by actively connecting to their community. Your ideas are so incredibly set by Christian truth in this very passage. Are we willing to dialogue with opponents of our prejudice? I was very struck by a woman's response to Jesus' apparent rejection. She was neither angry nor hurt, far from her actions, because she knew she was welcomed and included. Those very women and men of us remembered that in success must find ways to get to go well, work together, and show their light to others. How community. How difficult and passionately disagreeing with our objections about the attitude of Christians to women in history of sexuality. This is a disturbing and challenging story. One would say how we learn to that. But keep the fire open and continue to reflect and ponder, perhaps imagining ourselves in this story. Are we more moving to hear Jesus' words with his disciples or the women? Listen to the scriptures here and there. Which attitude presents us with integrity with Jesus' you need to do it.